The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
So it's not just fintech that's making headlines this week with all the news coming out of the Singapore Fintech Festival. It's part of the combined event this year with the Singapore Week of Innovation and Technology, what we've been calling Switch.
Yeah, so it's quite a good little name,
like,
isn't it?
Yeah,
Switch.
Yeah.
It just encapsulates the whole thing. And one of the big highlights is a startup pitching competition. Oh, gosh, that must be really intense. It's called Slingshot, which crowned the winner last night, beating almost 2,400 others from more than 120 countries. And those included China, France, Ghana, India, Indonesia, Israel, Portugal, Thailand, the United States and the United Kingdom.
Yes, and we have the winner with us in the studio doing Singapore proud, Carolyn Lam, co-founder Echo.ai. They're the winner of Slingshot 2019, though I should be saying good morning, Dr. Lam.
Yes, hello again, and thank you. Yes.
To my surprise, this is an old friend of mine.
Oh, right.
Same name. Your medtech startup clinched top spot for its machine learning-based software for early detection and treatment of heart disease. Actually, heart disease is something you specialize in.
Absolutely.
So hence the relation.
Yes, and Echo.ai is absolutely on a mission to automate that fight against heart disease.
Fantastic stuff. Also with us in the studio is Lim Xiao Hui, who is the Director Enterprise Singapore's Startup Development Division. Basically, you guys are organizers of the competition. Xiao Hui, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting us to this radio station. And we're very happy to share with you the good news of the winner from yesterday's Slingshot 2019.
Well, it's great to see you both, ladies. And I mean, Carolyn, what's it like winning a competition like this? How did you feel?
I am still pinching myself. Honestly, it's a miracle the amount of things we went through because it's been a long journey. I mean, from pitching amongst the 2,400 to getting into the top 100 and the top 30. So I was in a state of shock and still am, and extremely humbled and grateful.
Xiao Hui, the competition this year is focused on what's called deep tech. Could you explain that a little bit for us?
Yes. So Slingshot, firstly, is an international startup competition organized by Enterprise Singapore. And we do it for two main reasons. Firstly, we want to give a stage for the best startup to pitch in front of global investors and corporates in the region. So for them to profile themselves and showcase themselves here in Singapore. And the second reason why we do so is so that we can promote the startup ecosystem here. And we do it within Switch, you mentioned earlier, the Singapore Week of Innovation and Tech, really because Singapore Week of Innovation and Tech is the platform where we convene and put together the deep tech communities and facilitate the global connections amongst the deep tech community. So really what we look for at Slingshot is how deep tech the startups are. That's number one. What kind of impact do they bring to the industry challenges or the global lives, social lives that we face? And number three, how investable they are. In other words, how willing the investors are willing to put in money into them. So these are some of the areas that we look for when we bring the startups to Slingshot.
So in just a sec, we'll get a sense of what Echo.ai is all about. But before we move on to that, Xiao Hui, what I wanted to understand was who's actually judging? Who have you got that's, you know, passing judgment on all of this?
Yes. So this year, we have seen an overwhelming number of interest in Slingshot. Last year, just to compare some numbers, last year we had about 1,000 applications. This year, we had 2,400 applications. And there's an increase in the global interest as well. Last year, we had about 1,000 applications across 80 countries. This year, the applications of 2,400 came across 120 countries. With the bigger increase in interest, what we had to do is to ensure that we built up a very robust and rigorous process in judging these applications. So we've put together a bigger panel for judging this year. We increased the number of investors. Up to 70 investors this year joined us, investors across the world, from Sequoia to East Ventures. All your international global investors join us in judging. We also had a fivefold increase in the number of corporates that came on board to look at startups and see if these startups would solve some of their problem statements. And this year, we increased it to 90 corporates that joined us to look at the startups. So altogether, all in all, we had more than 150 judges on on board to judge the 2,000 foreign applications.
That sounds
so
really
rigorous process.
Yeah, that sounds really intense.
Yes.
You know, could I just add, Slingshot was incredibly well organized. I mean, I felt so proud to be Singaporean when I saw what Singapore accomplished. There were multiple people from all over the world, and they were all just saying how amazing it was. Singapore Expo, imagine how big that is and how many people to coordinate, but it was like flawlessly coordinated through WhatsApp groups and things like that with a personal touch. To us as startups, though, it is a huge opportunity for networking. I mean, it's seriously the who's who, superstars of the world, just all in one little place and allows you to have one-on-one interactions. Mm. It's amazing. So thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
Karen, curious, when I knew you in another life doing a medical series, you were part of a big hospital. Now you're running this startup. Tell us the inspiration behind the startup. What's the selling point? What does it do for us?
Well, you know what? That old life is still the current life.
Well,
so yes, Dr. Carolyn Lam.
You have no life.
Spot on. You know, it was always, always a message about owning your heart health and prevention. Now, to prevent heart disease, though, it's very important to see the heart. That's what we all do in cardiology. And the commonest tool we use is echocardiography. That's ultrasound of the heart. Mm-hmm. Extremely safe, very easy to do. The problem is you can only get it done at a cardiac center and read by a cardiologist because it's very difficult to analyze and interpret. So we set out to automate this, and the whole aim is so that we can democratize echo. Now, what do I mean by that? There are actually simpler and simpler hardware now to do echo, ultrasound of your heart. Literally, I can just pass you a probe now, you can plug it into your smartphone and point it at your heart, and you can see the heart. Now, the problem is, how will you know if that's normal or not?
Of course.
And that's why the dumber the hardware, the more important and the smarter the software needs to be. And we are about the software. So the idea is then we can allow you to get your heart checked even at the GP without waiting in line for the echo appointment, for example, at a cardiac center. Mm. And you can detect disease, therefore, earlier. And we do have the treatments that can prevent death and hospitalization from heart disease if we detect it early.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've been talking this week about the problems with aging populations, the increase in, you know, this has been a common theme in the health world about the expansion of lifestyle disease. The fact that we can actually take that power back into our hands to be able to monitor it is quite incredible. So fantastic, wonderful idea, life-changing for many people, life-giving for many people. But how difficult was this competition for you? Because it did sound really intense to go through all of those levels.
Yes, it was. If you had asked us from the beginning, we were just happy if we had a little spot, you know, in the top 100. In many, many cases, it was hit and miss. Because remember, as a startup, we're constantly evolving and changing at the same time. So you're constantly learning from each pitch and kind of kicking yourself, I could have done better. You know, I've got a great team. And here, really, really kudos. We've got people from all over the world in our team. The CEO is here as well. And frankly, he took some of the pitches. I took some of them. And we have no idea how we rolled over that finish line. But God, are we grateful.
Your passion certainly comes through. I mean, I think all our listeners can hear it in your voice and we can see it in you in the studio. It makes a big difference.
Xiaohui, I'd like to turn the attention to you and talk about all the ideas on show. Could you give us a sense of the kind of innovation that was on display?
Yep, very good. We had, you know, I mentioned earlier, 2,400 applications, and they are across a broad spectrum of deep tech sectors. For example, from fintech to healthcare and biomedical to urban solutions. And when we mean by urban solutions, we really mean, like, for example, space, startups in the space of energy tech, water monitoring, etc. Mm-hmm. So very, very deep tech startups that came into the competition. To be honest with you, we had a very tough time trying to pick the top 100 to come and pitch at Slingshot. And subsequently over Monday and Tuesday, then the top 30, and then the top 12, and the top one. The deliberation was really intense. The judges had so much argument around who they think should be the top two for each sector. So you can see that really the best of the best came to Slingshot. And it was a very tough decision to be able to make. And Echo.ai definitely was one of the best to be able to sit here now today and win the $250,000 Startup SG grant, as well as investment monies from Funded Here, and many more investment term sheets I'm sure will come your way, because there were so many global investors that were on with us at Slingshot.
Which, of course, wow. Speaking of which, Carolyn, or Dr. Lam, should I say, friend of Elliot, it's lovely. You know, what happens now? So you've won this grant, you have all of these investors who know that you're on the map and you're here to stay. Where do you go from here?
First, again, so grateful for this opportunity and still pinching ourselves, but we are on the brink of closing a significant funding round with one of the world's top VCs, as well as one of Singapore's top investment opportunities. So we're really grateful, because the timing of it really, really helps.
That's on the road to a great success story. Xiaohui, are there any other past success stories from this Slingshot competition that you could share?
Yes. So last year, our winner is called Alchemy Food Tech. This startup makes the replacement of the GI content in food. And Slingshot provided them, Alan and Verlin, who are the co-founders of this startup, the opportunity to profile themselves. So straight after Slingshot, they went on to raise $2.5 million. The opportunity to profile themselves through Slingshot was immense for them. Even the 2017 winner, Sophie's Kitchen, plant-based seafood, they subsequently moved, after they won Slingshot, they subsequently moved their plant-based manufacturing to Singapore and make use of Singapore as the base to grow and develop their product. So a lot of profiling opportunities for them, and of course, definitely a lot of attention to them after that, to help them to be able to grow and develop their startups here in Singapore.
Yeah, it's wonderful to hear about these success stories,
really,
isn't it?
Really opens doors.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Carolyn, so we call you a startup now, we call you a competition winner, I mean, a very significant one at that. But when this all started, what's the sort of genesis of that idea? Do you think about your innovation and your end game at the beginning, or was it just a question of, I just want to help people?
You know what? I think the best startups start with a personal story. And that was the case. And it involved the CEO of Echo AI. So he was then sort of retired, kite surfing around the world, frankly, and then just went for health screening, you know, as these guys often do. And basically, he got an abnormal electrocardiogram. Now, the problem is, it's the kind of electrocardiogram that could either mean you're really healthy with athlete's heart, or that you have an abnormal thickening and you're about to die. So it's quite scary, and what you need is an echo. Yeah. So here he is with all this dispensable time and income probably, and trying to get an echo, and he had to wait weeks to get his echocardiogram, and then only to get two different answers from two different doctors. Mm. And that's because what we're doing, just to save our own face, is it's a highly manual process. The echo is actually acquired by a technician, but we cardiologists then have to interpret it. And we do that by manually viewing, sorting, tracing all the images, which of course then means that there could be error. And so when he realized what was going on and realized that this is something that everybody should have, that's when Echo AI was born. But, you know, so it starts with a personal story. And then, frankly, I have to say, it's one of the hardest things I've done in my life to grow a company. It really requires perseverance and dedication.
What was the most challenging aspect of growing this company?
I think, first of all, the most important part was finding the right people. So, you know, we really needed the best bioinformaticians and machine learners on board. And so all of that is really difficult. And then as we're going for funding, it's really believing in your story and learning to communicate that and not losing our focus. So that's the other thing. It becomes very easy to be greedy and to try to then diversify and all these things, because people try to ask you to do things. Being focused is such an important thing, actually, not just in startup, in life.
Yeah. Okay, time for me to try my luck. You talked about potentially closing a funding round. How much are you hoping to raise?
Ah, okay. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this.
Damn it.
Okay, well, just to round up then, you know, Xiaohui, We look forward to next year.
Yes.
Do you have any thoughts in mind about how it's going to go? Is it going to grow? Is it going to get bigger?
Yes, yes. Definitely getting bigger is the way to go for Slingshot. I mean, there is a lot of attention on the Singapore startup ecosystem, and we really want to harness that. Next year's Slingshot would definitely still be part of the Singapore Week of Innovation and Tech, and therefore the dates will definitely be known later. But the idea behind it is we definitely still want to convene the deep tech startup to come to Singapore, or the best ones in Singapore to come to our Slingshot stage, pitch, profile them, give them the opportunity to showcase themselves to the global investors in the region.
Congratulations once again to Carolyn Lam, co-founder of Echo.ai. She is the winner of a startup pitching contest called Slingshot 2019.
And the most glamorous doctor and entrepreneur that I've ever met.
You should see her heels. I've noticed that from time to time. And of course, Lim Xiaohui, Director, Enterprise Singapore's Startup Development Division, the organizers of the competition. Ladies, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.